Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Welcome to Beehive Eats. I'm Meg, and I'm here with Irene.
Hi.
Hey, Irene. Last time we recorded, we talked a lot about what we thought Kate Middleton was eating.
Oh my gosh, I feel terrible about everything.
Well, we all do, so.
Yeah.
Hope she's okay.
Yeah, we hope she's okay.
Hope she's eating delicious food, wherever she is. Tell me what you've been eating / making.
I don't feel like I've gone out very much, but I will say I tried a new thing. I made, you know, I went on a whole like corn tortilla journey. I attempted at making flour tortillas.
Oh, how'd it go?
A couple weeks ago. It was fantastic. Maybe life-changing. They're just so good when they're homemade. Like, I don't know how the things that we're selling in grocery stores are of the same name, because they're not anything like what it is when you make them at home. So I just looked at a bunch of different recipes. Like, Half Baked Harvest has one. She's got one with flour, butter, salt, hot water. I was looking at one that just like came up on my Instagram feed, and it's essentially that flour, fat, salt, and hot water.
Mm-hmm.
And that lady, though, had some good tips. Like, you have to add the water slowly, and it has to be hot. And essentially, you can use any kind of fat. So she used lard. Half Baked Harvest uses butter. I'm sure you can use oil. Mm-hmm. I went the lard route just because I feel like, I don't know, is it more authentic? I don't know.
Who knows? I think it is. Where did you find lard?
You can just find lard at the grocery store. It's okay. In like a teal and blue like box.
Oh, sure. Okay.
And I use it like in pie crusts and stuff and in tortillas.
Yeah.
And I didn't use my tortilla press because I wanted them to be a little bit bigger.
Yeah.
And also, I was not sure what it's like, you know, like the stickiness of it. I didn't want to have to deal with it. So I just rolled them out with a rolling pin. And they were so good. Like a Cafe Rio tortilla. Do you know what I mean? Like fluffier. They're not flat. They're super soft and they're kind of fluffy. So because my children, despite their like lack of a sophisticated palate, they're also like picky about like even crappy food. Do you know what I mean? So it's like my daughter, like my son will eat any kind of tortilla you make or any kind of quesadilla you make. Like, heaven forbid there's anything else in this quesadilla besides cheese.
No, yeah, chicken, unacceptable.
No,
any hint of a
guacamole
sauce?
No,
get out of here.
Never. But Maude will only eat quesadillas from Cafe Rio. She hates quesadillas like and any other quesadilla.
Taco Bell?
Like, no.
Wow.
We've tried. Won't need to talk about quesadilla. Won't eat. I usually buy like the refrigerated section tortillas. The brown package of the tortillas are my favorite refrigerated tortilla from a store.
Do you like the Cafe or not the Cafe or the Costco ones?
They're not as good to me. They're a little bit like harder. I don't know
the
how
ones that you cook at home.
Yes.
Yeah.
So the one in the brown package, I think it's La Flor. Is that
okay?
Is that? I don't know if that's the right name, but
haven't bought flour tortillas in a long time.
So they're the same idea where they're uncooked and you put them on you know, put them on a griddle or whatever. Anyway, she doesn't like those quesadillas. So I'm like, I'm going to try. And in a way, I wasn't successful because she did not like my tortillas either. She's like, it feels like there's flour on the outside. I'm like, there is flour on the outside. It's a tortilla. And she's like, I don't like it like that. So, but I was so pumped about these tortillas. They came out so good. I made chicken fajitas. And with the homemade tortillas, it was like, my mind was blown. Like, they were so good. And then we had some extra. I just put them in a baggie, froze them. I just reheated some today on the griddle. I just had leftover refried beans, and I just melt some cheese on that. Bean and cheese burrito.
Yum.
Type thing on a homemade flour tortilla. It was amazing.
That sounds amazing.
So good.
How much time would you say you spent making the flour tortillas?
Well, you do have to let them rest for a little bit. So I will say here's how my typical routine goes for a dinner. I try to get everything done within an hour. So I'm if I'm doing start to finish, it's and that means usually one major dish,
mm-hmm.
and maybe an easy side dish, an easy starch or something, mm-hmm. An easy veg and easy starch.
Mm-hmm.
This increased my time by probably half an hour. So yeah. I could have done some prep before, which is what I should have done. I should have
Who's doing prep before, though?
I don't know. Some people are thinking about things. Some people are making meal plans.
Chefs.
Some people are making...
Chefs and people on a diet. Those are the two categories.
Some people are... I will say, when I have a meal plan for the week, my week goes so much better.
So much mental energy.
It is, but in the end, it's not. Mental energy you spend... I'd rather actually spend it once a week rather than every day. I actually have an alarm that is just in my daily alarm at 3:30. That just says dinner. And it's I need to think about dinner for 5 minutes because the thing that to me that's hardest is just thinking of what to do without needing to go to a grocery store at the last minute, right?
Yeah.
So anyway, or if I need to defrost meat, I can take it out then. Or if I need to, I don't know, prep a tortilla, prep something.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of my time to think about it. But I will say when I do put in the time, on a day to think about, usually before I go grocery shopping or something, what am I going to cook for the next week? I do feel like it just helps me so much, but it's hard.
Yeah.
Do you do that?
No. I am a...
Never? Never.
I had a week a few years ago where I tried it.
A week.
And it just kept changing, based on kid activities and where we were going and when. And so it was why am I doing this? But it would be good for me to figure out. Because tonight, I have to be somewhere at 5:45. I'm not going to be able to make dinner. So it's I guess we're going to In-N-Out, where if I had thought beforehand, I could have something ready before I leave and then we can eat when I get back.
Yeah.
But also maybe it's sometimes fine to go to In-N-Out.
Yeah. I think sometimes I do feel when I meal prep, I usually just have ideas, 3 or 4 ideas for the week. Just have ingredients for those that are ready. I try and keep in mind like dates of expiration of meat and stuff.
Yeah.
Of my proteins. But I will say, even if I just have, I usually just have a list of 3 or 4 ideas for dinner that I can refer to. Is this a good night to make this? Yes or no? I don't have it super planned to the day of,
okay.
Because sometimes you really can't.
Okay, in that sense, then yeah, I do it. I go to the store and I'm I'll probably make pizza this week. So I'm going to pick up this.
Right.
And we'll probably do a tri-tip. And so I'll get potatoes. So I kind of do it.
Yeah.
Just not very organized.
No, I can't. Yeah.
Okay, what else?
Well, what about you? Let's switch off.
Let's switch off. We tried Dave's Hot Chicken. They are replacing the Crack Shacks with this
Hot
Chicken.
Wait, what?
Place. Yeah, Crack Shack's closed in Utah.
Wait, Crack Shack, the one on 9th and 9th? And there's one in somewhere else, American
in
Fork
Riverton,
or something?
The new one, the new shopping place in Riverton.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
I feel like it's new.
Yeah, it just wasn't working.
Oh my gosh.
So they're replacing them with Dave's Hot Chicken. They're not kidding when they call it hot chicken. And their scale's a little funny because it goes no seasoning to light, and then it's mild, and then it's medium, hot, and then there's a Reaper category.
Dude, can I just need I can't deal with more than 4 levels of heat.
Also, mild should just be mild. So we ordered mild for our kids, and it was actually a medium. And so they
annoying.
All took one bite, and we're eh. Because any hint
right.
hint
right.
of heat, spice. And they're out. So we got way more chicken than we ate. It was good. Like, it's good chicken.
So is it like a sandwich or was it chicken
fingers?
You can
get a sandwich. We just got like fingers.
Okay.
They're a mess. Like, you need like a lot of wet wipes to eat it because it's like a powder and like a sauce on it.
Okay, yeah.
So it's like, it's a lot. It's a big...
Are you dipping it into something or are you just...
Yeah, they have like a sauce that's just like essentially fry sauce and they also have honey. And it's good. And the fries are good, but it's very much like a prepare for a mess. Don't wear something
so
nice.
So is the interior different? Like,
yeah.
Oh my God.
It's kind of giving hot dog on a stick color scheme.
Okay. Like in an endearing way?
Yeah, it's fun.
Okay.
It's fun. Okay, what about you?
Okay, this is kind of boring, but I had a meeting at Public, which the last time, like Public, the coffee place. And I don't usually go there because the last time I was there was probably during when COVID was really bad. Everyone was working from home. Or no, maybe COVID wasn't bad because people were out. But anyway, a lot of people still working from home though. But working from a coffee shop. And when I went there last, it was like the parking there is terrible, first of all.
Which location?
I went on the one on West Temple. So like West Temple and like 9th South. And so I haven't been back because I could barely find a table, like whatever. Mm-hmm. And I also forgot or wasn't aware that they had food, but I was really hungry and was like, I hadn't eaten anything that day. And have you been to Thule? Yes, I'm sure you've been to Thule.
Yes.
So Thule has a great thing you can order there, which is like toast, like goat cheese and jam on toast.
Yum.
And they give you this like thick thing of toast. It is so delicious, but I will say every time I've ordered it, it takes like 35 minutes for me to come out. And I'm like, it is literally toast. It's toast. Like, it's toast. But it's so good. But they had a similar thing and that I was looking around as if I needed to tell the people around me like how good this toast was.
Really?
The toast was so good. Like super thick piece of bread. And they must make their own bread there. It was like chewy and delicious and
like a sourdough.
No, it was like more brown.
Okay.
It was so good. And the crust was like perfectly crunchy.
Yum.
Like a beautiful, beautiful spread of goat cheese. And they had this like apricot preserve that they used on it that just like the combo blew my mind. I was like, I can't believe how good this is. Like, it was so good.
That's amazing.
I really haven't eaten out that much, though. So this is like, I'm really like a piece of toast. You know what I mean? Was like impressive to me.
Yeah.
But I will say, highly recommend.
Okay. Awesome. During our last conversation, you talked about Mateo's and specifically the lasagna with the red bolognese.
Mm-hmm.
I still haven't been there.
Okay.
But I was inspired. I made bolognese, our favorite recipe, the Bon Appetit.
Yes.
And this is probably like against Italy, but like before I like let it simmer, because you simmer it for like 3 to 4 hours,
yeah.
I added some diced tomatoes, fresh tomatoes, and it added like the perfect amount of like brightness and acidity.
Oh my God.
It was really good.
Okay.
And they were like fine tomatoes. They were like Costco off season tomatoes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But like it just added like just a little something.
Oh my gosh. I love that.
So yeah. What about anything else from you?
Well, I went to Sequoia. I feel like I haven't done a lot because we went on this. I mean, I don't know if this is really an excuse. Anyway, I went to Sequoia National Park.
Yeah.
The closest airport to there is Fresno. So we flew into Fresno.
I didn't know Fresno had an airport.
Fresno has an airport. And we stayed in this really cute town, just like at the base of the entrance to Sequoia, called Three Rivers.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, this is probably not useful to anyone because
someone might go to Sequoia.
Anyway, but they had really cute restaurants there. There was like a really cute coffee shop there that had like this breakfast bowl with like breakfast potatoes, eggs, and like sausage. And they just like put it in a bowl, melted cheese on top, and like get like, you know, just like you can douse it in ketchup and
hot sauce.
It was delicious. That place was so good. Every restaurant, it's like on this river. So everything's like up against a river. We went to this really cute sandwich place. guy very proudly ate. We were there for a total of like 3.5 days. And he ate a total of 5 cheeseburgers while we were there. I will say the variety, you know, in a small town is not, you know.
Was he stoked on it, though?
He was, like, so excited. Like, the best part of his year was eating that. So, anyway, I don't have a long list of things. Do you have other things you want to tell me? Because I want to hear everything.
Last thing. Last time we recorded, I was using sourdough to cope with life. And I've, like, come out the other side. Whenever I talk about sourdough, people are like, oh, my gosh, it sounds like so much work to keep that thing going.
Yeah.
It's really not. Like, once a week, I add flour and water and mix it up. Like, that's all you have to do. And then when I'm ready to make sourdough again, I just pull it out, let it sit at room temperature, add more flour and water, and start the recipe. So, like, I feel like people are gatekeeping sourdough and making it sound more complicated than it actually is. And I'm here to tell you, I've messed it up in so many ways and it keeps turning out fine. So.
Okay.
Also, I made a sourdough pizza dough with it. I was like, this is going to be so good. I could not for my life tell a difference between that pizza dough and the Smitten Kitchen one day pizza dough recipe.
Really?
So I'm like, I think I'm okay to not do this again.
Yeah, because it was like kind of, it was like more complicated and it tastes the same.
Exactly.
Okay, okay.
Like if it's better, it's better for a margin of like 0.2%.
Right.
2%.
Okay.
Okay. Anything else from you generally?
I will say I attempted also a tteokbokki, which is a Korean like street food, which I really like. I've never made it on my own. They have like a frozen version at Trader Joe's that I really like too. It's basically like long tubular shaped rice cakes in like a spicy sauce.
Yeah.
And I kept seeing videos of it on TikTok and I was like, I think I can make this. And honestly, I've made it twice since and it's delicious and it's really easy.
Is it like a main?
No, I mean, I don't know. Everything in Korean food is a side, basically. So okay. It's like kind of, I mean, I don't know. I think it's like, I guess you would say street food. Like, it's like a hot dish that you're eating, like, I feel like while you're walking. Or you're like a
snack.
Yeah, or like, okay. You know what I mean? I wouldn't say snack, but anyway, it was delicious and it was really easy and it was good. So if you have Korean staples, it's really easy.
So did you go to the Korean market to get everything?
I had everything, basically. Wow. I had, like, I had those little rice cakes because they, I sometimes add them to my ramen. So I had the rice cakes already. I basically had everything. It's, like, gochujang and then the red pepper flakes and, like, water.
Do you have a favorite gochujang sauce?
I just buy... I don't know what the brand is. I don't know. I think there's a brand called Aussie, A-S-S-I, that I buy a lot of Korean ingredients from. And you can always find it at an Asian store. And I usually like feel like they're reliable.
Okay.
Yeah.
Awesome. All right. 2 orders of business for us today. Well, first order, I apologize if I sound weird. I got Invisalign. They said I'll have a lisp for a little bit. So if you hear a lisp. I'm sorry.
Don't point it out. It won't last forever.
and if you do have a lisp, don't worry. You're still great. First, we got a voice memo from our friend and listener, Andy, which I couldn't find on Spotify because for some reason they're hiding the voice messages I get. So I had him send it on Instagram. And then I recorded it to you
via Spotify?
Yeah, because we have a link that says send a voice memo, but then I don't know where those voice memos go. Even when I opened the email, it was like, go here to listen. And then it took me to my dashboard.
So there might be like a whole like archive of voicemails that we've never listened to.
It's probably best that I don't listen to them.
If you have sent a voicemail,
don't
send it via Instagram.
Only if it's nice. Send it on Instagram. And Angie's was nice. And then when I was recording it to send to you, I started recording it late. So this is a mess, but we're going to listen to it.
Okay.
That you recorded last month about dinner parties. I threw a dinner party with my friends. It was a daylight savings themed dinner party, and it went off with a hitch, or without a hitch, which it was easy. It was the easiest dinner party I've ever thrown. I really wanted to say thank you, Irene, for the Excel recommendation. That was super helpful. I even wrote, like, my shopping list and the menu and other things I needed, like flatware. Very, very, very helpful. Thank you. I did have a question about activities. What are your recommendations for some easy activities for, like, people to keep people entertained? Do you just give them food, or are there other things you recommend doing? Thank you. Thanks. Bye.
Okay, that's the nicest thing anyone has ever said.
We love that.
Also, someone thanking me for an Excel idea, I feel like I could die. Like,
I feel like that is the pinnacle of who you are as a person.
I have never been more proud. I'm a proud mom or something.
What do
you feel
think?
So proud.
Do you have activities?
I don't usually. I also feel like I'm usually inviting people that kind of already know each other. And I'm also not, it's not like a huge group usually when I'm doing like a dinner party. So it's like a group of like three or four or five of us. And we all kind of know all this, like, you know, we just like, we're just like little girlies chit chatting. So we just usually talk about stuff. I do feel like the entering, I do like intentionally have like food and drinks ready for them to snack on while I'm still prepping stuff. So I have like a peninsula setup type of thing in my kitchen. I don't have an island, but I have like a peninsula where they can sit on stools. There's food there. There will be drinks. I'll keep like, you know, prepping. So it's like a nice space to just chit chat. What about you?
Yeah, I never have planned activities other than the food, but I think it's important that there's food immediately.
Right.
Like there's something for them to snack on until something's ready. And even if it's at a table, like do a charcuterie board. So people are like, they have something to do with their hands while they're talking to other people. I think it puts everyone at ease. I am like kind of allergic to party games. Like if you stood up and were like, okay, and now everybody turn to your right and tell this person something, I'd kind of be like, meh. You know, I think it's better to leave it organic. Just make it as comfortable for people as possible so they feel the most at ease to get to know other people.
Yeah.
And I think having snacks is like the highest form of comfort.
Totally.
Andy, thank you so much for calling. Please call again. By call again, I mean leave me a voice memo on Instagram. Okay, we got another request from a listener. Do you want to explain?
Okay, yeah. So I had a friend who was saying that she has been, or she, there's a big family reunion, and typically at these family reunions, there's never good food, like chicken nuggets. And I mean, no shade to chicken nuggets, because honestly, like, great, but you know, not for every meal, like you know, just like, and she's like, what? And she really wanted to have better food, and she tried to like organize it, and it just like everything kept falling through, or like people weren't, you know, and she ended up like, she cared more than other people, but she also was like, what are good ideas for big groups? So that's kind of
okay,
what we're thinking about big groups of people. How to feed big groups of people and not make it like your hot dogs, hamburgers, because I do think that's fun too, but like you're not going to do that every meal.
So I have done this particular meal a couple times. It's chicken salad sandwiches.
Okay.
Which sound boring, but Smitten Kitchen has a chicken salad recipe that is like phenomenal. You put craisins in it. You put green onions. It's like bright and delicious. I serve them with Costco croissants. If you want to make it even easier, Costco also does a great chicken salad.
Yes.
And you can like add, like I went to a function once where they added sprouts to it. And so it like, you know, it felt different and new and fresh, but it was like super easy to put together. You have those sandwiches, you have potato chips, you have someone bring fruit and some salads. I think that's a really solid lunch and people can assemble it themselves.
Yes. Actually, it's funny you say that because that's on my list too. And it's actually something my in-laws family does on vacations. They'll just bring a big bowl of chicken salad and bring a big case of croissants, and that's like a lunch meal that you can repeat, a snack you can eat when you want to. It's just like something that's like kind of in the fridge all the time, if there's like a big gathering type of situation.
Yeah. I think that's a great, I think anything you assemble yourself is great for crowds.
Yeah.
I have Hawaiian haystacks on here, which like I know, but like assign everybody a different topping, you know, make a
And
big
have
thing of
someone you
rice.
trust make
The
the
sauce.
chicken part because
Yeah.
you can make that really,
You can
really
make it
good.
without using cream of chicken,
Yeah.
and it's actually delicious.
Yeah.
And like that is a Utah food I will proudly proclaim as ours
It
because it is
is really
very
good.
delicious.
Yeah.
What do you have?
I will say one time I wasn't, I mean, there have been many times, so a mistake I learned from was one time I was like, oh, it'd be so great if we just did quesadillas. And I was like individually making quesadillas for like
It's tough.
15 people. I'm like, why did I think that this was also probably like, I don't know, 15 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm like, this is a terrible idea. So you're, I think the basis of like people that are assembling things themselves, I think also things you make in a big pot, make in a big pan, make in a big instant
Yeah.
pot, something is like, that's like kind of go to.
I have soup on here for that
Oh yeah,
reason.
soup is a great one.
Like, you're not going to serve soup at a summer family reunion, but if you have any
Correct.
event in the winter where you're feeding a lot of people,
Yeah.
soup and some loaves of crusty bread, you
Yeah.
are good to go.
I have there's a Kelsey Nixon barbecue chicken sliders recipe that I love, and it's you I really like it because she has a recipe for basically a homemade barbecue sauce, which is delicious. So you for sure can do that. But I also think if you want to save time and effort, you can just use, you know, your favorite barbecue sauce in it. Basically, you're just cooking the chicken in your instant pot. So it's like once it's in the pot, like you're good to go. And then you're just put there's a really, really good coleslaw recipe with it too. So you're having like a fresh coleslaw, and then people are assembling their own sliders. And I think it's so, so good.
That's a great idea. As far as assigning things out, I think tell lots of people a salad and you're gonna get a range of carbs and veggies and fruit that
Yeah.
you should have all your bases covered.
Another one I thought that I've done that I thought of is like a Japanese curry, which granted in the summer, not necessarily the way to go, but Japanese curry, like those, have you used those cubes? They like come in the, it's like a
No.
plastic tray of cubes. Basically cook up chicken, chunks of carrots, potatoes, okay?
Yum.
And you add a bunch of water and then you put these cubes in and you like, you mix it up, you let it boil and then simmer, and it's a ton of curry. Like a ton of
And where are you
curry.
getting these cubes?
They're just at the grocery store. You can get them at Smith's. You can get them like at a Asian store, but I've bought them at Smith's. They're like there's a brand maybe like Golden Curry. I don't know. But they're
Okay.
like super easy to use and it's really good and it makes a ton of food and it's not that hard.
Okay. Any other ideas?
I also think sometimes a breakfast, I feel like usually when we're doing a big, it's often what my experience is like you go to a big house with a bunch of different families and you're like in this one house together. And so like some meals are together and some meals are kind of on your own and some meals are, you know, you're like, okay, you're in charge of, your family's in charge of this meal, whatever. I feel like for a breakfast casserole is delicious. Like, have you done like hash browns? You just pour eggs on top and then like bacon or whatever, and you just bake it in the oven. You can like leave that overnight and then just put it in the oven.
Perfect. I've
So
done
good.
a chilaquiles
Oh,
casserole that's on Smitten Kitchen. That's really
yum.
good. I've also done a French toast
Oh, I was gonna say,
casserole.
or a French, because then you have savory and sweet, and a French
Yeah.
toast, baked French toast is freaking amazing.
And
And
you can
imagine.
cook hash browns by the buttload. Like, hash browns are really easy to do in bulk.
Oh, okay, that's a good idea too. And like a baked French toast is so nice because you prep it at night, you leave it overnight, and then you just bake it in the oven in the morning. And also, like, imagine that with like a croissant. Like, what if you had leftover croissants from the chicken salad and
You
you
could
just
use
like broke up
croissant
all
bread.
the croissants?
Also, the Trader Joe's brioche makes a really good
Oh,
French
really
toast
good.
casserole.
Yeah.
Well, hope we planned your family reunion for you. I feel like when I go to a family reunion, my expectations are low. So if you have anything
yeah.
edible, like you're
Anything
doing
edible.
great.
I
You're
will
doing great.
say another thing I thought of when we were talking about salad, like if you ask people to bring salads, okay, there's have you had the plates and palettes There's a place in Bountiful called Plates and Palettes.
Yeah, I've had their lasagna and a couple other things.
Oh, a lasagna.
Yeah, it's good.
I've never had the lasagna, but they have a ton of like pasta salads, green salads, all these things. There's a pasta salad there, and it's a, I think I've talked about this before. It has chicken in it, and it has, it's like a, it's lemony and chickeny. There's grapes and celery, and
I've had it.
What's the
thing?
It's
really good. Is it orzo?
No, it's bow tie pasta, but there's a, it's not any, it tastes like an anise. What is it? Tarragon.
Mm-hmm.
And a little bit of tarragon. It's like a buttermilk dressing. There's like a ton of copycat recipes out there. So good. Prep that, put in the fridge. Like, I will eat that for every meal when I make it. It's so good.
Yeah, and I feel like the heartier the salad, like the more the ingredients are going to hold up.
Yeah.
Like you want a sturdy salad.
Yeah, yeah,
so
yeah.
So that
yeah.
you can make it in advance and bring
yeah,
it.
Yeah, we're not keeping green salads in the fridge.
No, arugula is a no. Sorry, yeah. You're not. It's not going to make it. But a pasta salad with some cashews is absolutely
so
going to make it. Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Good job, us. Hope the family reunion is a success.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for listening, everybody. We're going to do a Top Chef episode on
sometime.
The bonus feed probably next week.
Yeah.
We'll keep you posted. Thank you so much for listening. Goodbye.
Bye.